Well, certainly credit recovery was the name of the game, and we had 21 kids successfully do that.
And we really wanted to have that opportunity to provide this free program that had fun stuff as well as those remediation.
We want to make sure they're definitely prepared for success in the next grade.
Serving all of Cochise County, you're listening to a special edition of the Herald Review's podcast, The Daily Chirp. I'm Summer Hom, and here's today's story. While the 2020 to 2021 school year has already come to a close, the Bisbee and Sierra Vista Unified School Districts have offered summer remediation programs for their students who needed a little extra support in their academics during the COVID-19 pandemic. Today, the Herald Review sat down with local school leaders and officials to discuss how these programs will help students prepare for the next academic year. Joining me now is Bisbee High School Principal Darren Giltner. Principal Giltner, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what is the main goal of the secondary summer school here at Bisbee High School?
Well, secondary summer school is really focused on credit recovery for our students because of the credit system that exists with the high school and the requirements that we have to through the state and also through our local governing board. It's a little different challenge than just working on skills because we have to demonstrate that we're ready to move on to those next courses. And so certainly credit recovery was the name of the game, and we had 21 kids successfully do that. And we were able to offer English 1 through 4. We were also able to offer algebra and also geometry. So it was met some needs of some of our students. Some of them were obviously in need of more than one area of recovery, but the ones that were here did a fantastic job, and we're really proud of the effort that they put forth and the teachers as well as making sure that this was a good experience for them.
And when did this summer school first start in the district?
This is my grand total, I guess, 15th year in the school district. I was here for 13 years, went on to a different school in the area, and then came back. This is my third year as the building principal, and it's the first time we've had the opportunity to have summer school since I've been back. We've had some bridge programs in the past that we've done to transition some eighth graders into high school, but this is the first time that we've been able to do this on this level or scale and not have it be something that was just rooted in a software system. So I think that was a lot of learning on our end as well, as far as the high school teachers and how we could best serve our kids and kind of fill a need that we have an opportunity to. We had, like I said, 4 teachers and 21 kids, so a little smaller classroom size than you're typically dealing with, but it allowed for some more bigger project-based learning and things like that. And we tried to keep it local and pertinent. They did a couple of units in the English classes on plagues and things of that nature, so trying to find some relevancy with what we're all dealing with right now. And then they did a lot of other lessons embedded around the Bisbee deportation specifically, and went to the mine tour and some things like that. So the idea is, you know, there's a lot of different ways to learn, and we tried to make it as a neat of experience as possible for them this summer.
Giltner says that the program was funded through the Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief, or otherwise known as the ESSER Fund. According to the Arizona Department of Education's webpage, the ESSER Fund is designed to provide additional financial support to assist schools in their response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
The ESSER funding, you know, obviously pay for the teachers and the staffing, and so we basically opened it up of who was available. The funding wasn't always there in the past, and so making sure that we took full advantage of our ESSER funds and used them appropriately and prescriptively to help our students, I think, was a very good choice on our part.
Joining us now to discuss the importance of these programs is Lowell Junior High School Principal Laura Miller. Thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you.
So can you tell me a little bit more about the importance of programs like the secondary summer school during the pandemic?
We want to make sure that our kids are academically prepared. And we were a little bit worried, of course, with going back and forth between remote and hybrid, back again to remote, back to hybrid, back to face-to-face, that we had a couple of kids that were falling through the cracks here in making those adjustments. So we thought the best way to do that, of course, was to be having a comprehensive summer school program. And so when did this conversation start? Well, speaking for Lowell Junior High School, we started that conversation in January. We started, I got my student success team together in February, made up of our special ed teacher, a math and science teacher, our ELA teacher, and our social studies teacher, and of course myself. And we literally pored over the student body every other week. We looked at grades, we looked at attendance, huge attendance, whether online or face-to-face, and we started problem solving and making phone calls and numerous phone calls and meetings with parents consistently, constantly, every other week, 35 phone calls, 34 phone calls a week, just to make sure that we targeted those kids who really needed the extra support and that we were being fair to them.
Miller also highlighted how the program aimed to assist students with the social-emotional challenges of the pandemic.
Now, in addition, of course, to the academic goals, we have our social-emotional goals. And our social-emotional, we saw, again, with the transitions back and forth, with the isolation that a lot of our kids were feeling, with certainly the resources we were even trying to garner in this community to help our kids, we found that having a face-to-face summer school, that would help immensely with the transition as well to the next grade level.
Jumping over to Sierra Vista, the Sierra Vista Unified School District also hosted their own summer remediation program. Joining me now to discuss the Sierra Vista Unified School District's Summer Academy is Public Information Officer Valerie Weller. Thanks for joining us, Valerie.
Thank you.
So what is the main goal of the Summer Academy?
Our main goal with the Summer Academy was kind of a twofold thing. We know that our students really didn't get some of the information that they needed to over this past year. I mean, it's been a hard year for everyone, and we did realize that there wasn't maybe all of the standards reached and anything like that. So part of the Summer Academy was to kind of help our students. It was tough. It was a hard year. We want to be able to give them that remediation, go back into some of that English language arts and math, and really brush up on those skills before they move to that next grade level. And then on the other half, we wanted to say thank you for our community for having stuck with us through this year. I mean, it hasn't been easy for anyone, you know, nationwide, and we really wanted to have that opportunity to provide this free program that had fun stuff as well as those remediation, and our community joined in and have offered to teach some of these really awesome classes like gardening and Lego robotics. So that was really the point of the Summer Academy, was we understand the hardship and wanted to have that opportunity to help our students get some more standards in math and English. And then we also wanted everyone to have some fun and be able to come together to get into that classroom setting and enjoy their summer.
The Summer Academy, which was free to Sierra Vista Unified students, also welcomed students from outside the district for a $300 enrollment fee. Weller said that the program was funded through the ESSER III grant. According to the Arizona Department of Education, the grant requires 20% of the funds to be allocated towards addressing the learning loss of the pandemic.
This is actually from ESSER III, and that's how we're funding it, and that's how we'll be funding it for the next additional 2 years. So we know we can do it for 3 years. And it was part of the ESSER funds required we spend a certain percentage for remediation. And so that's kind of, this is our interpretation of that, to be able to offer that remediation for our students and, you know, add that fun back into it too.
Giltner, Miller, and Weller all said that there was increased interest in these remediation programs in comparison to previous years.
I would say we had about 33% of our student population is going to summer school.
So we started off with about 1,000, and I think we've only dropped maybe about 100, so we're about 900 students that are taking part, and there are SVUSD students. We have students from some of the local charter schools. We even have some out-of-state students that joined us that are hanging out with family this summer, and so they're here hanging out with us for these 6 weeks. I would say 60% of the students that we have are ours, 60 to 65. And then we have about 30 to 40% are outside of our district, or they attend a different school within our district.
We started out with about 32, if I remember correctly off the top of my head. And we did have some students that specifically needed science or some other courses that we just weren't able to provide. But all in all, the 21 that finished up, very proud of the fact that they completed it.
With the beginning of the new school year quickly approaching, each of our guests discussed how these programs will prepare their students for the next grade level.
We really understood that getting back into a classroom was really important. Getting those social emotional skills was very important. And so by having our students back in the classroom, in those smaller settings, we were able to kind of help them get those skills before they move on to the next grade level. All of our math and English are all based on skills that they would have already seen over this past year. So we're just giving them, you know, that extra time with them so that they can move on to that next year and be more successful. We did not place any restrictions on those remediation classes. So if a parent just wanted their child to have that, they could. It didn't, you know, they could have passed with flying colors and been fine, but just having that, you know, extra little help over the summer. And so that was kind of the goal, and having those, understanding the limitations that we may have had with COVID, but then kind of growing on those so that we know that when they're going into the year, we're arming them with the tools that they need to start 2021-22 school year off right.
You know, life doesn't let up. It doesn't relent. There's always twists and turns, and it's incumbent, I think, upon us as educators of it's not I'm done, it's what's next. And I think that's a very different mentality, and I think that this can be helpful in that, in seeing that there's always learning opportunities, and some are more formal than others, and taking advantage of that day to day and putting our best foot forward, I think, is the lesson that I always have kind of underpinned everything that we try to do, and I think that that just rises to the forefront with things such as this.
These kids, especially at a junior high, middle school level, they needed to be with their peers, they needed to be working with their peers, a lot of social interaction, a lot of cooperative learning, project-based learning, cross-curricular learning, problem solving, math skills and math skill and drill as well. So our students are hardwired, humans are hardwired, we're social animals. And when we start denying that, you're not going to see the growth that you need, especially when you're talking about 11 and 12 year olds. They need each other. Not just, of course, they need the teacher interaction and all that kind of stuff, but they need each other. And we certainly recognize that. So yeah, summer school was very critical, and a face-to-face summer school was critical.
My guests today are Bisbee High School Principal Darren Giltner, Lowell Junior High School Principal Laura Miller, and the Sierra Vista Unified School District Public Information Officer Valerie Weller. Thank you all for joining me today.
Thank you guys for having me. Look forward to doing it again sometime.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. And thank you for chatting with me.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you all for listening to this special edition of The Daily Chirp. To listen to more content, go to www.myheraldreview.com/podcasts or check out The Daily Chirp on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. This podcast is sponsored by Lolly Automotive Group, Apex Network Physical Therapy, Sulphur Springs Valley Electric Cooperative, Benson Hospital, and Prestige Senior Living. I'm Summer Hom, and for the team here at The Herald Review, we wish you all a pleasant and informed day. See you soon!